When travel is easier and faster on a highway, more people will take trips in a car. It's called induced demand, a term economists use to describe how a bigger supply of a good thing can make people want more of it. Governor Daniel Malloy is banking on that effect to boost the local economy as he plans to widen highways in the state. He says his plan to add lanes to part of I-84 and the entire stretch of I-95 in Connecticut will grow jobs and increase business sales.
Adding travel lanes in both directions on I-95 from Greenwich to North Stonington and on I-84 between the areas of Waterbury and Danbury would provide economic benefits to our state of nearly $40 billion, about four times the cost of widening those two highways.
It's not just a business boost. Malloy said earlier this year that highway congestion is adding hours to daily commutes. He said the state has a capacity problem. Now, he says bigger highways will help shorten commutes.
For I-95, we're looking at saving drivers well over 14 million hours of delay by the year 2040. And by widening I-84, we're looking at saving drivers over 4.7 million hours driving the same period on that road.
But some disagree with the idea that congestion will ease if we make our highways wider. Speaking on Where We Live earlier this year, Charles Marone of Strong Towns in Minneapolis said this.
Trying to solve congestion by making the road wider is like trying to solve obesity by buying bigger pants, right? You're not really getting at the fundamental problem that's going on.
In other words, he says more people wanting more of a good thing could mean there's no extra room on the roads. Heather Brandon, WNPR News.